Hello, I'm Veronica Scaresbrick, Vatican Radio. While Pope Francis inherited from Benedict XVI, now Pope Emeritus, most of the planned World Youth Day events, he also chose to add to the schedule a visit to the Marian Shrine of Aparecida, a national shrine, which lies 200 kilometres from Rio de Janeiro and is visited each year by over 7 million pilgrims. It took place on Wednesday, 24th of July, began at the Basilica of the Shrine with a brief moment of prayer in the chapel by the Hall of the 12 Apostles, where an image of Our Lady is housed, and it ended with an act of consecration to Our Lady of Aparecida, a consecration which took place at the end of the Holy Mass, celebrated in Portuguese with the local bishops. During his homily on this occasion, Pope Francis highlighted in a special way his Marian devotion. As we know, right from the start of his pontificate, Pope Francis had entrusted his ministry as successor of Peter to Our Lady, making a surprise visit to Rome's Basilica of St. Mary Major on the day after his election. In Brazil, Pope Francis chose to repeat this gesture of Marian devotion during his first visit to Latin America, personally requesting it to be added to his World Youth Day schedule. He did so at the Marian Shrine of Aparecida on Wednesday, 24th of July, in the course of his homily during Holy Mass, at what he described as the house of the mother of every Brazilian. It was here that Pope Francis chose to place at her feet the future not just of the young pilgrims currently in Brazil for the 28th World Youth Day, but also that of the people of the entire Latin American continent. When the Church looks for Jesus, he said on this occasion, she always knocks at his mother's door. I too, he remarked, have come here to knock on the door of the house of Mary, so she may help us pass on to future generations those values necessary to build both a more just and fraternal nation and world. In order to do this, Pope Francis indicated three simple attitudes to be adopted: to be hopeful, to allow ourselves to be surprised by God, and to live joyfully. To be hopeful, Pope Francis insisted forcefully, because despite the presence of evil in society with its attraction to idols that take the place of God, such as money, success, power, and pleasure, God always has the upper hand. To allow ourselves to be surprised by God, because even in the midst of difficulties, God can surprise us if we place our trust in him. And to live joyfully, because Christians should never be gloomy, as they always have at their side the face of God as a loving father. Attitudes these the Pope encouraged the faithful to adopt here in Aparecida, where 6 years ago the fifth General Conference of the Bishops of Latin America and the Caribbean was held, a conference Pope Francis referred to on Wednesday as a great moment for the Church, one which gave birth to a document which he himself wrote up, and one which 6 years later he described as the result of interplay between the work of the bishops and that of the simple faith of the pilgrims under Mary's maternal protection. I'm Veronica Scaresbrick.